Every Monday, we bring you what we call Hot After Dusk Monday. And that's how we kick off the week here on the show. And we talk about hot news, hot mess. Sometimes we have some hot interviews. And, of course, we do play some hot music. We got all those elements today because today we got a special guest that I'll be checking in momentarily. My girl, Miss Catherine, will be in the building. And, man, we'll be talking about how she got started in modeling, her thoughts on the modeling scene here in Texas. I'm working with Eli Raymond of Images by Eli, being published 6 times, and a whole lot more. So I can't wait to chop it up with her, man. She definitely very promising. And be on lookout for more stuff she has coming up, because I'm pretty sure, man, she's going to be quite a force in this industry. So continue to watch out for her. She actually had some love earlier by Juan Kango. You know, it's a very popular urban model. And she showed us some love, man. So big ups to Juan Kango showing us some love on Instagram. So that was love, which by default that shows love to us too. So it's good to see people of different elks kind of just showing that support to what we got going on. All right, so today is definitely not a slow news cycle. There's so much news I could possibly go on. Where the hell should I start? First, I'm going to take it on a sad note. I get ratchet, because once I get ratchet, I remain ratchet. So just go ahead and put you in that mind state now. And I mean, as far as that, we had one of the former first ladies pass away this weekend. Nancy Reagan. She actually passed away and Care For Unconditionally passed away, which was former President Ronald Reagan. And so it kind of just left gloom upon her, man, and kind of made stuff hard for her. You know, people were saying this weekend, I was watching some of the news channels and whatnot, and they were just talking about how she just wasn't the same after he passed away. And that's the thing, man, and that's a life story to everyone, man. That, and it's not just about relationships, like people who you love and have an intimate relationship with. It's also about people, period, in your life. Cherish them, man. Definitely cherish them, because you never know when that time is going to be it for them. You never know. I mean, this weekend, it was the second anniversary of my friend's passing. For those of y'all been to the show before, you know, with my great friends, Chris Odom, who was always a supporter of wherever I had going on, man. He was one of those people that really rooted me on. And he was actually, the crazy thing was, one of the few last times I got to hang out with him, it was all right next to each other too. And you wouldn't even have known he was sick. I mean, besides him having sickle cell, you wouldn't have known, you know. And he just is so upbeat all the time. And, you know, his thing was, I guess he just never really wanted it. Cause the times I've hung out with him, you know, he's always been upbeat, and he didn't too much have people around him when he was going through these episodes, which is understandable because, man, like, you want your friends to remember you at your best. And that's the thing. I mean, a lot of people don't get that going through things, because you do want that image in your head. You do want to respect that image in your head about you going, you know, when they were just, everything was just really great and had that positive image, so that you're not as sad when it comes to thinking about them. And, man, it's a really sad day, because I had to continually think about it. And again, he was a really good friend, that supported everything, you know, from the radio show all the way to the magazine, man. He supported Human Canvas magazine, and he was actually in the first issue. And I might should bring this back, kind of just throwing it out there. But as far as, there was something in the magazine where it was basically selfies, where I let people send in selfies of the tattoos, and we allowed them to, we called it fan art, and let people show off the tattoos. So I might bring it back. You know, I might even bring back this issue. You never know. So Yeah, he was one of the first people in there, and he had some different fan art, and he really support again. He supported what I was doing, and he was at the inauguration party of the magazine slash my birthday party because both happened at the same time. So it was just dope, man, to see the support, man, that this dude really showed for me. That's the thing. I mean, I try to cherish that moment, and you never know, man. People take it for granted. You know, birthdays. I watch people on their birthday, like, oh, it's not really a great, it's not really that big of a birthday. I'm doing such and such. I mean, to me, that's selfish. That's selfish because to still be alive. And a lot of us take it for granted that we're alive. So we want to, you know, our birthdays come and we don't really care. We're like, oh, well, oh, well, oh, well. And you can't take it for granted. I'm telling you that now. Don't take life for granted. When you do that, you screw yourself. I think I just saw my guest, too. So, yes, we'll be getting ready to open up her line in just a moment. But, yeah, just definitely, man, celebrate those people that's in your life. Celebrate your life, man. Like, don't take it for granted. Every birthday is great. I cannot stress enough. Every birthday is great. And celebrate every moment, man. Like, be celebratory of your accomplishments. But at the same time, don't get stagnant of you accomplish something and you, like, oh, man, I did this. Okay, that's great. Now let's move. Celebrate and then move to the next thing. Never get stagnant because I accomplished a whole lot and it still is never enough. It is not necessarily just being greedy or not content in a bad way, I should say. It's just not, it's just when you have goals, you want to continue to build more goals on top of that because I feel when you stop doing that, you stop living. And I don't want to, and I'll ask my check. I'm very alive, so no. I'm not going to waste any time. So, yes, those are sad. So, I guess we really spent the majority of the beginning of the show with the sad news, but we will get to some good news later on the show after the interview, which, by the way, we're going to start a little early because, you know, sometimes we like to be early black folks, and I love it when black folks are on time. Yes, Lord, black folks are on time. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and welcome to the show a very lovely young lady doing her thing. She's out of my area now, the DF Dub. Well, welcome to the show, the beautiful Miss Catherine. What's up? Hi. Oh, man, I'm glad to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes, man, I was getting deep on people just for a moment there, which a lot of times you come in, I will tend to do that. I was talking about, because I was having a discussion about Nancy Reagan dying this weekend, and I was touching, and one of the main things I was touching on was, you know, she ended up, most of her, the rest of her life, she dealt with the past of her husband, someone she really loved, and it kind of made her feel empty. And so I was talking about how you want to be able to, those people that really you really love, make sure that you appreciate every moment with them.
That's true. I agree.
And like, so what's your take on that?
What do you mean, like the whole situation, or just cherishing?
Just the a whole situation about, you know, not taking it for granted of one loving, not taking for granted the people around you and that you love, and not taking for granted your life itself. Like when it comes to birthdays, enjoy the fact that, hell, you just lived another year. Be thankful for that. Or also not wasting your time and actually putting the force achieving your goals.
Right, I agree. I think that you should cherish every moment, especially with the ones that you care about. I mean, but sometimes we tend to take things for granted until it's gone. So.
I don't know, why do you feel that? Why do you feel that we do that? I mean, we all know that things aren't permanent.
That's true. I guess because sometimes the person has to be taken away from the situation to have a different outlook on it.
Okay. Understandable.
So if they're not right. introduced to
I was gonna throw those deep nuggets at people every now and then, and also let people know, you know, dig into the models' brains. They see that, hey, y'all think about more. It's not just about, okay, what makeup am I wearing today? You know, just kind of throw some life topics at y'all, and let people, and just kind of have natural conversation about it. So I appreciate you for doing that.
Oh, okay. You're welcome.
Oh, well, speaking of which, like I said, tell people, okay, now I got the sad stuff out the way. I'm going to be ratchet the rest of the show, so breathe.
okay.
So first off, man, I want to thank you for coming through the show and love your work and the work ethic you put into what you're doing. That being said, let's jump in the time machine. What made you get started in modeling?
Well, I've always wanted to model since I was a little girl. Like, I don't know, it was just something I always wanted to do. Because I used to watch the Victoria's Secret runway show every year. And I don't know, I just really, like, sat down and thought about it.
And so you did the runway show and said, you know what, I need to be in some of that lingerie.
Yes, and I mean, I tried college, but it really wasn't for me.
Oh, you don't say it to some people. They're going for like, you know, oh, another one of those people. Oh, what made you think it wasn't for you? What was that crossroads?
Well, I wouldn't say it wasn't so much wasn't for me. It was just that modeling was taking up a lot of my time, plus working. So I kind of had to choose between the two for me, which was modeling or like going to school full time.
Hey, don't feel bad. Full disclosure. Shoot, I still got some time left to get my degree. People need to know that, man. Like, it's like sometimes college is not always about the degree, it's about the connection. And sometimes you learn about yourself while you're in college, you're exposed to all these different. Oh,
hello?
Did I lose you?
Hello?
Oh, hold on. Did
okay.
I lose you?
No, I'm here.
I was like, oh God, tell you my mic didn't go out or anything. I was over here freaking out. No, I was saying, I was throwing at you just saying that a lot of people don't realize we're not saying that school isn't important, it's just sometimes it's a stepping stone to find yourself.
Yeah. That's true.
Hey, you found yourself, man, and start modeling more. And so that's going forward on that.
What's my goal?
When did you know you to take it serious? Because, you get tired of modeling, but not everyone takes it serious, I should say. Some people, they just like doing it just because, or nowadays, some people just want to do it for some likes.
Right. I don't know. I consider modeling an art. So I started to take it serious when I realized I was getting closer to 30, and I needed a career. So, I mean, like, I really needed a real career. Like a real full second income.
Some people will say, some people out there will say modeling isn't a real career. What is your take on it?
I mean, people are always going to have opinions about what you're going to do with your life. So I really don't care.
Okay.
I'm
who
sorry.
Was some of your favorite photographers? Who are your favorite photographers you work with?
Who is my favorite? Who?
Who are some of your favorite photographers that you work with?
I would say Iced Up. That's his Instagram name. It's sad. I don't know his real name. That would be one. Let me see.
Uh-oh, people worried. They like, oh, man, I ain't going to get my shout out, man.
Okay. So, all right, what is Iced Up? The other one, I don't know. I've worked with a few. I need to have their names in front of me. It's kind of bad.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you did not say Elijah Raymond, and you are on his site.
Oh, my God, yes, Elijah Raymond. Definitely.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. We gotta give you some, when people do something like that, we got to give them some of these.
Really?
when people mess up, we got to give them some. When people mess up on here, we got to give them some crickets.
Well, I'm sorry, okay? I don't have the list in front of me, but you know who they are. Tailor made.
That's messed up. I'll tell you what, I'm very surprised you didn't say him. He didn't come to your mind quickly because that was the first sight you gave me of your to look at of you. That's really surprising. I was like, Eli, listen, man. Remember, she had to think about it, bro.
Wow. And that's crazy because we have a few things like published. That's really crazy. I'm sorry.
Shaking my head. I know some more too. I know a lot of them by heart that you work with. I tell you, people think I be just telling models stuff, man. I be studying. When I say I study y'all, I study y'all. I don't be out here faking like some of these people. Oh yeah, girl, I love your work. They love your work, but they can't name. They can't tell you what your work they like. So that's crazy. But yeah, so I named a few more, but that's doing the work for you to know.
Okay, well, there's BP Photography.
Oh, she went and looked. Okay, look at you. Okay, Captain.
I told you I needed the list. Flame Official.
And I was slowly stalling for you to figure it. To look it up if you asked. I was like, oh my God, girl, you don't pick up your Instagram.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, there's a few. also Stunners Magazine. I like him. I haven't worked with Fawcett T Studio yet, but I'm trying to, I want to do some work with him as well.
I'm trying to think what would be a favorite by you. Get your take on it. It's really hard. So if I alienate y'all, don't kill them. I'm just naming them. I'm just my favorite. I don't like nothing else. Kill me. but my favorite. To date about you is, wait for it. My favorite, I'm stalling. I'm trying to stall. And I don't want, I just feel like they're going to kill me. Okay, breathe. breathe. My favorite, who am I going to pick? Who am I narrowing down? Okay, I'm going to narrow it down. My favorite one to date is, and I don't know who shot it. That's what's killing me. You might know. Whoever shot the white bikini or white, yeah, the white bikini one you did.
LRS Photography.
Yes, I love that because your body, like your curves was popping in there, the eye contact. We got to see the photos of your lips, the way your hair was in there was on point. Like, everything. So like that picture just drew me in. So bam, there you go.
Well, thank you.
So other photographers, don't kill me. I just naming one of my favorites. Don't kill me. Now, who's somebody out there that you really want to work with that you haven't had a chance to work with yet?
I'm sorry, I have to think about it. Because there's a few high fashion photographers I want to work with too, but I don't have their name in front of me. But as far as magazines, I would say another one will be like Straight Sutton.
Okay.
So yes, that would be it.
Somewhat the Stunners. Somewhat.
And I don't know. I didn't expect this question. I'm trying to think.
That's okay.
Like I see is another one. And then you have Strick Images. He's in Miami. And then there's Alco Studios.
Oh, yes. He's done a lot of people's work, I know.
Yes, so he will be another one. And then I'm going to try to get a Rider magazine.
There y'all go. All right. Okay, I'm going to throw one more modeling question at you before I dig in your business, because, yes, I am going to dig in your business. I do a great job of doing that. So as far as some of the if think real hard about it, what's some of the things about modeling you wish you could change?
I would say the stereotype of what people feel are models.
Oh, go ahead. What would be those stereotypes?
I don't know. Like, just a lot of people don't really, I still have a certain level of respect for us.
Like, for like you saying so, like, they feel like that you're in model mode 24/7.
That, I guess that we're bougie, stuck up, you know, stuff like that.
I don't get along. People who are not in the industry. In the industry, do not click long because they don't understand the work effort we got to put in every day to do what we do.
That is so true.
Like,
so they kind of get suspended by it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's even harder for y'all as women. Because you got these jealous dudes who not secure with themselves and think that y'all are here fucking everybody.
Yes. A lot of that.
And it's annoying. Like, I hate it because it comes up and messes up for the guys in this street that they're all right, we got to fight that all the time. Oh my God, I hope they don't see me as just an object, and it's not the case. So, yeah, it messes up for both sides. That's definitely the case. So we're gonna go to a quick music break, and we come back. We're gonna chop it up for the rest of the interview. We got some more questions for you, so hang in there. We're gonna go to this track from ours is gonna be on here on Wednesday show. This is all Young the Money P. This is Don't Try Me. We'll be back after this.
Fucking drum,
fuck nigga, don't try me. Fuck nigga, don't try me. Fuck nigga, don't try me. Fuck nigga, don't.
as I'm popping shit up out the toaster oven. Keep a low on me like I'm dirt. Counting blue honey, hunting for your top. If you ever take a juice from me, know they love the lingo. Every hour, something new coming. Shout out to my short. Coming whipping with the sword. Running with my wrist until it locks. Well, I'm spinning straight. Drive, man, ain't nothing to it. Nike sponsor, I just do it. I'm the truest, and you knew it. I'm on fire, yeah, the coolest. Okay, the newest don't even matter. Here go food, hornets, ladder. Tell them, meet me at the top. Tired of flaming, you get rattled. Fuck, nigga, don't try me. I'm just can't be a battle. And I'm static, I can't handle. Flex and get a nigga cancel. Ayy, fuck, nigga, don't try me. 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 Heavy metal in a trunk, boy. You gon' need a army. Heavy metal in a trunk, boy. You gon' need a army. Fuck, nigga, don't try me. 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 Heavy metal in a trunk, boy. You gon' need a army. Heavy metal in a trunk, boy. You gon' need a army. Flapping like you flying, boy. Ain't even left the port. Hitting lips from off the metro. Shot for me, I keep that petro. Got a sun on all my exos. Pouring shots of exo. Name leave a trail around the city, got an echo. Ever play me so I hope your life came with a gecko. Rifle that my Geico, once I got it, I ain't let go. Tryna build my own empire like I only needed Lego. I make it look easy, I hustle in my play clothes. 10 toes down, in the tracks and I'm a feet. Thumbing through these hunnids with my uncle Mikey B. Still steady swimming, Louis slippers on my feet. Came from out the mud, yeah, the nigga be so neat. You can tell I'm getting money, body real beside the seat. I might book a night session just to do this in my sleep. Fuck, nigga, don't try me, you just might away the beat. Heavy metal in the trunk, chopper sounding like a beat. Ay, fuck, nigga, don't try me. Fuck, nigga, don't try me. Fuck, nigga, don't try me. Fuck, nigga, don't try me.
All right, well, welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. That was Yonder Money P, Don't Try Me. And, yeah, we back in this thing with my special guest, Miss Catherine, in the building.
What's up?
Yes, so, like I told you before the break, I'm about to get into your business.
Okay.
So, yes. So yes, first question for some of the inquiring minds out there that want to be nosy. As far as the dating scene, what's your current situation?
I am currently single.
Oh, don't tell them that. Don't tell them that you some of them followers has been checking for you. Don't tell them that.
Right. Well, like,
why is that? You know, because everyone thinks that you're lame if you're not in a relationship. So why are you single?
Because it's just hard to find a real man to support you in this business. And plus, I've been like, I work a lot, so I'm just mainly focused on my career. I'm trying to get a billboard.
Welcome to Why I'm Single. Woo-hoo!
So, I mean, you know, I've just been putting in a lot of work. Like, I have a very hectic schedule. So, yeah, that's about it. And I have a few other cities to try to take over.
Now, I mean, with that, I mean, is it... Now, have you tried even with your schedule? Because I know, like, for me personally, I've dealt with that where, man, you got to deal with some. It, like you said, it's really hard to find people you can trust. First of all, you got to scratch the people out that's not out there, that's not the cheating, not the cheaters and whatnot, and liars. You got to scratch them off the list. Then you got to say who's going to support your career. You ain't got that many left.
Right. But I mean, I feel like in due time it'll come when it needs to come, so I'm not really rushing it, but like I said, I'm really worried about my career right now.
Yeah, because a lot of times I get annoyed because of a certain age, everyone assumes that, you know, especially if you don't have any kids,
They're like, oh, you ain't kids yet? Oh, you ain't married yet? And they take it as you're not a person that takes life serious. And I so fucking hate that.
Yeah. I don't know. People have a lot of opinions.
Like, but like you said, hey, end of the day, hey, I've tried, but this brand is one thing that's been loyal to me, so I gotta be loyal to my brand.
Pretty much.
Most definitely. Now going over to some more juicy business of yours. As far as like, what's one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to you?
Oh my god, I don't know. A lot of things, but
Sarah, like when you say when y'all say a lot of things, that means Steady Jane, buckle your seatbelt.
I don't know. Let me think. I remember one time I was at,
I'm about to say, that means you're holding out. Wait, you're holding out. Go ahead. You're supposed to say something. I was like, go ahead. Tell me you're supposed to say.
No, one time I was at work and I had a few. And I kind of tripped and fell. Like, on the ground.
Was it concrete? What kind of floor are we talking about?
It was hard floor. It was like, it was a club, so, you know.
Oh, not the club.
Yes.
So how'd you play it off? Because, yeah, that's always the worst time to fall.
I just kind of got up and just went to the back.
did a lot of people see you, or you kind of would just look down and was like, it's a few that saw you?
I think a couple of people saw me, but, you know, hey, nobody said nothing.
Nah, hold on. That's a tip. No one said that, but I don't mean they still ain't the ones who are there that might know you. Don't mean that they don't still remember it. Then they brought it up. They gonna bring up at the right time. Girl, I remember you almost busted your behind.
Yeah. I know. Oh wow.
Oh god. Okay, where is buff your seatbelt? Where is the craziest place you ever got it in at?
Oh no. Outside at a park.
Really?
Yes.
Well, like, was it a tree, the slide? What? I swear, I don't know what's going on. Last week, somebody said they were doing it on the slide. That's what they told me. I was like, whoa.
No, it was like one of those little neighborhood parks where, like, you go jogging and stuff.
So you think also it was one. Also, it was like okay. So it was like one little tree around there.
Yes.
It's like all of a sudden. I never heard no one say park on this show, and now it's 2 days, 2 weeks in a row. People have done it in the park.
I don't know. I mean, we were just out in the neighborhood and shit. We was, like, taking a walk, and I don't know. We was just like, let's do something crazy.
You were taking a walk, and you said, let's do... Okay, so... Because now this is getting... This story just got funnier. Okay, so y'all taking a walk, and y'all didn't think about it. Y'all said, let's do something crazy. Okay, crazy didn't mean, let's go run around and go knock on people's doors and run. None of that. The crazy thing in your head was, let's have sex in the park.
I mean, no, whatever. I was young. Whatever.
I don't want to hear that. Don't give me that. Don't give me that. I was young and stuff. I want to hear it.
I don't know. It was something to do.
All right, there you go. Y'all got the juicy story. Y'all got the juicy story for the day. All right, my next question for you is, if you had 24 hours left to live, what are some of the craziest things in the world you would do with those 24 hours?
I don't know. I would probably, try to get in, a huge runway show. I don't know. I would probably go to, the island or something. The craziest thing. Or I might, fight one of my enemies.
Wow, you're going to fight somebody in your last 24 hours? Oh, no. You know what? Hey, you got 24 hours left to live, so I guess you got a point there.
But it'd be like the last 10 minutes.
The last 10 minutes? Really? Really? Oh, my God. What the heck? I lost her. Hold on. I'll get her back in a moment. Hold on. Oh, what the heck that was? Hey, so hold on, people. Hold on. Tap her guest back in a second. Use my beam. There we go. I knew my super beam pull it back through. There we go. I don't know what the heck just happened.
I don't know either.
I was like, what the heck? But no, I said, that's crazy, man. You out here, you're going to fight somebody in the last 10 minutes. That's oh, my God. I can't with you. All right, so my last question for you. What are some of the things we can look forward to you coming up in the next few months?
To get published in a few more magazines and hopefully, talk to work in Atlanta or California.
Oh, how long? Say it again. It got real low.
To go out and get more work in Atlanta or California.
Okay. Awesome. Well, as we call it here in the show, instead of saying how people can follow you, we say how people can stalk you. That being said, what are your links for people to stalk you at?
My Facebook is Catherine Nicholson, which is spelled C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N, Faith Nicholson, N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N. My Instagram is at Miss Catherine, MSCATHERINN. And my Twitter name is Catherine N, so CATHERINN.
All right, Catherine, we appreciate you. And definitely got to give you some hand claps for those great stories, and definitely appreciate you being one of the people that's out here really working hard, showing them it's more than modeling than just taking pictures. So we definitely appreciate it. Yes, and since you are here in my city, we have definitely got to link up. Because it's always great chopping up with people and just turning up with people that actually about shit. For me, I don't really get along with people that's not in the industry because, again, they don't understand the work ethic we got to put in and understand that, hey, again, back to that work ethic, we're not going to be able to dedicate all of our time to you. So cherish every moment.
Yeah, I do.
And just realize this, man. You know, just because we accomplished something doesn't mean that, oh, man, okay, oh, they made it now. No, if you're really serious, you always gonna hunger for more, because that's the nature of the beast. If you're a person that really love what you do, you always are striving for more.
That's true.
So again, I appreciate having you. People follow her, everyone, all her links, and support her, man. She's another one of models, another one of the good ones, man. Support her. And definitely, man, we're going to link up. And I don't mean today, the last day I'm talking to you, but you get my point. Definitely appreciate having you. And, man, definitely stay safe, man. Enjoy your night. And shoot, that being said, people, I want to go into some of the topics we got left on the show that I'm not going to, because I was kind of, the beginning part of the show was kind of sad. I promise you, it was not going to be like the whole show. another one of the things I want to talk about is the darn Lakers. The Lakers beat the Warriors this weekend. I just want to make sure that everybody else is clear on that. It's like, just like I am. The Lakers beat the Warriors this weekend. So if you're a Lakers fan, so if you're a Warriors fan, I don't want to hear any excuses. I'm not here for the excuses. Y'all always want to talk about people. We're not going for it this time. You lost to another team that people thought you should have easily beat. And you can't say you didn't have such and such in. You had Curry playing and stuff. So, no excuses. It is what it is. You're lost. Hey, I'm not going to dwell on it all day, but just I am going to dwell over it in the present. So, hey, be mindful of that. Another story, another thing of news, and this is more so announcements. I just want to remind everyone we have two new shows coming up, and T talked about we didn't have the official name for the show last week when T was guest co-hosting, but now she has to get the official name for it. And starting next Tuesday, every Tuesday we will have the After Hours with T, and you'll be able to tune in. That's 2 hours of your life you'll definitely love and appreciate. Be sure to tune into that. That will be from 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So adjust it to your time zone and be ready for that show. We also have another show which will be debuting this Thursday, and it will be on every Thursday. We have a new show called Queen Size. It is by my girl Giselle. She'll be hosting the show, and it's just a blessing, man, to have some more great shows in the fold. And we've had other great shows in the past as well. A new chapter, new shows. It's a blessing. A blessing to have a lot of great people. So, again, next Tuesday, the After Hours with T will be on every Tuesday for 2 hours, and starting this Thursday, every Thursday, Queen Size with Giselle will be on for 2 hours. Same time this show comes on, but it will be 2 hours. So now your weekly lineup is going to be Life of the Dusk on Mondays. Then you got the After Hours with T on Tuesdays, Life of the Dusk Live on Wednesdays. And then finally, to end it out for now, we got Queen Size with Giselle on Thursdays. So a lot of great shows, great content coming up. We definitely appreciate everyone that has been supporting us and everything we've been doing. Stay tuned for the new issue of Human Chemist Magazine dropping next week. And you won't be disappointed, I promise. Definitely stay tuned to what we got going on. And I appreciate everyone that has been supporting us so far. I can't ask for any more, man. It's definitely a blessing. I thank God every day for the support we get. So continue to do whatever you're doing and keep the word out there. what we got going on. So, again, thank you, everyone. I'll remind you, if you miss any of the show, you can always go to Life at the Dust Live. You go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. Look for the show, or look for Life at the Dust Live, and you'll be able to find some of the interviews we've done there. You'll also be able to find it on iTunes. If I go to Dust Spot Radio Network on iTunes, you'll be able to go to the TuneIn Radio app and find us on there, Dust Spot Radio Network, and the Stitcher Radio app at Dust Spot Radio Network. Find us there and tune in, man, however you can. That also, again, that will include the other two shows as well. They'll be on there as well. The After Hours with T and the Queen Sides of Giselle. All right, everyone, we are getting ready to end the show. I'll remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. YouTube episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. We out. Peace.